What's going on, guys? The manhunt continues here in Kentucky. Here this morning, we have dozens and dozens of officers and others out here scouring the area in the woods, east and west of 75 in Kentucky. We got some details here I wanted to share in terms of this. We do have a vehicle that has been recovered, and that vehicle is a silver Toyota, and it does belong to a one Joseph Couch, which is an Army veteran. He does have military experience. And so the people understand how this all unfolded. It wasn't a road rage incident. This man sat up on a ridge similar to what I'm on right now, where he could look down and he could see the highway, and he was firing down onto the highway from this specific ridge. So the police said that they found his vehicle off of a service road that runs up to the ridge. And then over that ridge, down off a cliff, was the spot where they found the gun. And he was firing onto random people he did not know, on the highway. And then he ditched the gun and he ran. So right now they're using drones up in the air, scouring both sides of 75. It's heavily wooded. It's very, very hilly in that area. Where I'm at, just east of there, it becomes very mountainous. They think he's still in the woods. They have said repeatedly that he could have committed suicide, which is kind of suspect. That hasn't been seen yet, but they're saying that he is in the woods, they suspect, on the run, on foot, and that he could still be armed and dangerous. There could be booby traps. He could have weapons on him. He did threaten to kill members of his family before all this as well. And the search continues. So those are some of the biggest updates right there in terms of what they've discovered. They believe he's still right in the vicinity of the London area, right where this all took place, and believe that he was on foot and that he acted alone, using an AR-15 that he bought earlier that morning, along with thousands of rounds. So what we know of right now is that this is ongoing. They've searched all the roads, all the neighborhoods. There's been people calling in on the scanner left and right saying that they've seen a strange person in the yard, or they've heard gunshots in the offing or in the distance. This has been a repeated theme here in the past day or so since this all took place. But just be safe if you're out there in the area. Know that the guy could still be armed and obviously dangerous, and that this isn't over. So I'll update after they find him, catch him, or whatnot. Make sure to follow me on X for those updates. And for anyone out there, just stay safe. This has been Dabu 7. Much love, y'all.